did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around, and he asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "Go, you also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those who were first hired came, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Drama team,
it's all you guys.
This is the life. I just can't even remember or imagine how we survived before we got to come and live on this cruise ship. Oh man, I love just sitting in the sun, soaking up the rays. People watch. Oh boy, my drink is empty.
Oh, okay. Well.
And it needs a new little umbrella.
Okay, here you go.
Isn't this great? I love living on a cruise ship.
It's pretty spectacular. It's pretty spectacular, yeah. I was thinking though, I could use a little help.
Oh, honey, on vacation, for goodness sake. I'm on vacation. Plus, I remember clearly what the captain said. He said, "Enjoy the cruise," remember?
Yeah, well, not the way I remember it.
I remember it distinctly.
Welcome. How are you doing? Enjoying your cruise?
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
The ship is beautiful. The sights we've seen is amazing.
Well, and outstanding.
I cannot believe the prices you charge. It's so very little.
Way less than what our agent told us.
I was wondering if we could pay our check now before the rush tomorrow.
Sure, actually, I was heading up to the bridge, but I can take care of that for you. Sure.
Wonderful, yeah. Here you go. It's $3.50. I can't believe this. This is
awesome. And it's a steal.
Here's a $10 tip. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Do you have a copy of your bill with you? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, sure.
Okay, there you go. Just rolled up. It's kind of
a look there. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, I see. It looks like maybe you spotted a mosquito or perhaps a fruit fly with the bill. Scratch that up. It's not a decimal, that's a bug. Now the decimal is, you just have to unroll, if you could hold this part right there, I'm just going to, unroll.
Oh no!
Unroll here. No, the decimal's coming, I know it's,
This cannot be happening.
I'm getting right there. Gotcha. Decimal's here. Decimal's gotcha.
You can't pay right that here. Kind of a bill. What were you thinking?
Me? What? You thought it was a good idea.
Oh my!
I can't pay that.
No, we can apply the $13.50 that you just gave me to this. If that's
there's no way that we can do this.
You know, if you sold our house and cashed it all in, it wouldn't hardly make a dent. And I'd have to work like 30 lifetimes just to pay that off.
You're a really good worker, but
wait, you can't possibly
do that.
Am I to understand that you can't be paying your bill? Yarr! You'll be walking the plank and off to Davy Jones' locker with you! And you will be down in the brig with Keira Knightley!
Cut! That's not the way I remember it, and you don't remember that way either.
You know you're right. I think I got it confused with that Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that was a great...
I love that show!
Me too, but that's not the way it went down.
Alright, we'll remember it your way.
Hey, I was right.
Oh, how can we ever pay that bill? That's too big. What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
They'll probably throw us overboard. Oh, what are
they? They don't do that anymore. They don't, do they?
No.
Oh, this is awful.
They're gonna take us down below probably and lock us up until we get to port, and then we'll see a judge, and then we'll probably spend a long time in prison.
Sir, ma'am. Let me go ahead. Tear this bill up. Boy, it's kind of a thick one, isn't it?
Come on.
Whoa.
Fine,
I'm very strong.
Wow.
We don't deserve this. I just can't believe you're doing this. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Okay, all right.
You saved our lives. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad that you've appreciated the cruise here. And I'll tell you what. Stay on board as long as you'd like. You know, just stay on board indefinitely if you'd like. That's...
Wow.
You're welcome to do that. And you, ma'am. You look like you've been working too hard. You need to find a big, comfy chair, like a lounge, chaise lounge, maybe a drink with a little umbrella. Yes.
But that's not the way I remember it.
No, I never said that.
Oh, for goodness sake. The captain said, enjoy the cruise. Stay as long as you like. And this is the way I enjoy the cruise. With my comfy chair and my fancy little drink. Come on, honey.
Okay, well, you know, I was, you know, I remember when I was a kid, my father gave me the Schwinn bicycle. It was brand new, it was beautiful.
I think I've heard this story before.
Yeah, probably. And I was so impressed and so blown away they got it for me. I helped my brothers and my sisters. And him, as a thank you, you know, and well...
Okay. I can see exactly where this story is going. The least I can do, you're saying, is to do a little helping out, since I have the whole cruise and life is a wonderful dream, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Wonderful.
To tell you the truth, it was getting a little boring just sitting there in that chair, you know. I see a few tables over there that need clearing, so I'll just start by doing that.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey!
It's break time.
So that we can get a bigger picture than what we normally have. And if you're going to really get it about a verse, you need to take it in context. Okay, you need to see where this is coming from. So this is a parable, and what comes before it is what Mark was talking about last week. And the pieces that really stood out to me as I was digging into this to make it relevant was that Jesus was talking to the young ruler, and the young ruler went away sad because Jesus asked him to give up everything and follow him. But he also had said, hey, I've been following the rules ever since I was a kid. And so it kind of blew the disciples away that this guy was not going to get into the kingdom unless he changed something. It didn't make any sense because that wasn't kind of the way they looked at things. Hard work and doing things right was always the way you pleased God before. And now Jesus is saying a new thing. So they're saying, well, who can be saved then? And Jesus looks at them and said, well, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Well, so then the disciples are going, well, we left everything and we gave up everything and we followed you. What do we get? And Jesus says, well, yeah, you'll sit on thrones and judge Israel. But everybody that follows, that leaves houses and brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But then he adds this little last caveat that confuses everything. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. Can you roll the high end off of that just a little bit?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Move back from the speakers here.
Maybe. All right, I'll try that. Is that a little better? Good, okay. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but the kingdom of God is upside down and backwards from the world. Everything you think is right, Jesus kind of turns on its head, and it's different, and you're not quite sure. It kind of throws your equilibrium off. Because, again, the disciples are thinking it's work and it's goodness that gets you into the kingdom. And so that's the context that he tells this story in, to tell them something else. So here we go. Go to the next slide. Slide 4. So he starts out, the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in the vineyard. And he agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them to the vineyard. Okay, what's a denarius? This is a denarius. It's the coin that was used to pay Roman soldiers, go to the next, and farm workers. If you got one of these, that was your day's pay. And it was, if you worked 6 days a week with the Shabbat off, then you could feed yourself and your family, not richly, but you could do it, and then you go to work the next day and keep going. So it's the living wage. It's kind of the minimum wage of the day, maybe a little better than minimum wage, but just enough. But it's enough to fulfill your needs. And that's it. So I think Jesus is saying here, what the landowner's paying is enough to fulfill the needs of the people, right? Okay, let's move on. The disciples, let's see. Oh boy, I'm getting lost already. Okay. So the next thing the landowner does after setting these guys to work, this is early in the morning. This is a 12-hour day, pretty much. It's sun up to sundown, okay, in the middle of the summer in Israel. And he's there right at the dawn, right after the rooster crows. And then he goes out a couple hours later, hires some more people. And he goes out, hires some more people. He goes out, hires some more people later and later in the day. And at the very end of the day, an hour before sunset, he hires some more people. That's interesting. Why would he do that? Well, he had a vineyard. Have you seen a vineyard? Go to the next slide. This is a picture I took of a vineyard in Israel. These guys work pretty hard in the middle of the day and the heat, and it's rocky soil. These white rocks are everywhere. And see the vines in the front? Those are grapevines. They have to be trimmed. They have to be carefully taken care of. There's a lot of work to do. And all those rocks that are the walls used to be in the dirt. So there's a lot of rocks to move. It's not easy work. So we get to the end of the day, and Jesus, or the landowner, brings people in and has them paid. And he starts with the last people first, and he gives them a denarius. Enough to get by for the day. They probably thought they were maybe going to get a sandwich out of this day, and that's it. But they got enough to feed their families and take care of themselves. So as they're progressing through these people who worked more and more of the day, the people at the that were hired at the very beginning of the day are starting to get excited because they're thinking they're going to get a lot. But when the money gets down to them, they get a denarius. Well, I don't know about you, but if I have worked hard and long, and somebody gets more than me and they've worked almost nothing, I'm feeling a little gypped. And they were too. They were upset. But they were. It was because they were looking at it from their own perspective. They weren't looking at it from the perspective of the landowner. They weren't looking at it from God's perspective. See, God isn't always fair. He's more than fair. He's generous. He's overwhelmingly, abundantly over the top of fair. And sometimes we try to think of God as fair, and sometimes we try to think of how we earn what we get in the kingdom of heaven as our work and our goodness. But he's saying, no, it's more than fair. It's something else. Okay? The landowner reminds these guys, hey, we agreed on a denarius. We agreed this was fair. You said it yourself, this was fair. And that's all you wanted. That's what you got. You worked for it, you got it. I think it's interesting that Jesus says some of the first are going to be last because, well, Judas was in that group. He was saying, some of you who are first are going to be last. And some of the last are going to be first. Wow, that guy that died on the cross next to him, that was pretty last. And yet he took him into the kingdom. He's talking about grace here. He's talking about something huge, something overwhelming blessing. Do you understand what grace is? Grace is going way beyond anything we can possibly deserve. It's like when Doug rolled out that long set of numbers. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. He cut up the bill, right? It's done. So it's huge. It's amazing. So when you realize that, you realize something special is happening here. Let's go to the next slide. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Go to the next one. God has a different perspective than we do. We think our accomplishments are big when they're so small. I mean, look what God accomplishes. The heavens, the earth, everything way beyond what we can even see or imagine God made. And yet we come to think that we can deserve something in all of that. And we can't. So when you think of it that way, you realize we're all the people hired at 11 o'clock. All of us. No matter how long or how hard we've worked, we're all the 11 o'clock hirees, right? None of us deserve grace. Grace is a gift. Go ahead to the next slide. Grace is a gift. We've all fallen short of the kingdom of God. None of us can get close. So we need a gift. And all we have to do is unwrap it. All we have to do is accept it. Heck, I'm not sure we even have the power to unwrap it. We have to accept it. And when we do, and when we do it with the kind of gratefulness that we really should have when we really understand how cool this is, then it's a party. Party is on, and suddenly we have relationship, and we have joy, and we have something powerful. We have received grace. Jesus has made a bridge. In fact, no, Jesus is a bridge.
Yeah.
That gets us from here into the kingdom of God. He does the insurmountable for us. All the stuff that I've done in my life that didn't match up to what I was supposed to do. My fears, my failures, all the things that I felt held me back from the kingdom of God. My divorce. People say, you can't ever do that. You can't ever preach. You can't ever lead anything anymore. Look at me. Here I am. I guess maybe God had different ideas.
Yes.
The thing is, he gives us what we don't deserve. When we're ready to embrace the gift. So I hope that you all think about embracing the gift. That's it.